Right now, let's go on the streets of Dallas and go into Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Texas Can Academy, by Dallas Dodge, and bring in the great Gordo. Come in, Gordo.
Thank you so much, Giorgio. Do you read me?
I read you loud and clear.
Yeah, you probably should read me loud and clear. I bet you this sounds crystal clear because we have quite the setup out here at an undisclosed gas station of our choosing.
Yes, now we're out to see how popular is Mike Ducey this morning.
Good morning again, everybody. George, by the way,
Caught him down.
Do you have Macy tied to a chair in the studio there?
She's in the studio, but she's not tied yet.
Really? Kind of smacking her on each cheek with a wet noodle?
I'm sorry?
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. All right, so yes, at this undisclosed gas station. Now, what we want to see here is how many people recognize television's Mike Ducey, okay?
Yes.
Because he brags about this all the time. First of all, let's go up to this guy here. How you doing, sir?
What's going on?
Hey, quick question. Do you recognize me at all?
No, I don't.
You shouldn't, because I'm a radio guy. Do you recognize this guy at all?
Man, I sure don't.
You don't?
How you doing?
Good to see you. Where are you from?
San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, from San Antonio. Obviously, he wouldn't know who I am.
Oh, really? You're
one
not from Dallas.
One nothing me.
Dallas.
Let's move on.
God bless you, sir.
I win that one. Okay,
here
we go.
How you doing, sir? How you doing?
Good.
Good. You recognize me at all?
I don't, no.
Okay, good. All right, do you recognize this guy right here?
I don't.
How you doing? Where are you from, sir?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay, from Dallas. That's
You watch a lot of television?
What's 1-1?
Some, yeah.
Okay. But you don't recognize this guy?
You probably don't watch much local news, do you?
I don't, no. Yeah.
Mostly national stuff, entertainment
CNN,
shows.
Yeah.
Are you much of a sports fan? Mm-hmm.
Not much, no.
Yeah. Okay. So it would follow that you wouldn't recognize a sports anchor in town. I'm Mike Ducey from Fox 4.
Mike, good pleasure to meet you.
This is awkward.
You getting better recognized.
Very awkward handshake. How much is your car cost, sir?
I don't know. It's a company car.
Whoa, nice man. Company car.
Unnecessarily snarky.
Nice Audi. Yeah, you had to get that in there. Let's ask this lady. Boy, we're kind of scary. Yeah. She's already got her window down. How you doing, ma'am?
No.
Are you on the phone?
No talk.
Oh, okay. No talkie. No talkie? Okay. All right, let's go here. Oh, this looks like a good guy. This guy offers free painting estimates, it says on the side of his van.
Wow. I could use one of those.
No, he's speaking English. Sorry, man.
What's that? Okay.
No, he's... He's speaking English.
Huh? Neither do we. Do you recognize me?
No.
Huh? No,
yes.
Mike was in the background. He was in the background trying to tip the guy off. So you don't recognize me. I'm a radio guy. Now, this guy here, I think you probably should recognize him. Do you know who he is?
Mike Ducey?
Yeah, thank you.
Clearly you can hear you in the background telling him who you were.
Okay, 2-1 me.
Like, okay, wait a second.
Thank
wait
you,
a second.
Sir.
What station does he work for? No, he held...
Four?
Yeah, he held up four fingers.
All right, there we go.
Listen, we're going to call this off, Mike, if you keep cheating.
Okay,
you can't cheat.
I won't do that again.
No more cheating.
That guy was set up.
It's no good. All right, let's check the female demographic over here. How you doing, ma'am?
Having
a bad day. Why are you having a bad day?
Because my car wouldn't start.
Really? This car here?
Yeah, but it started now.
Oh, good.
I got here.
Did you identify the problem?
Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this? Well, what we're doing is we're going out on the street here because I'm with this gentleman here, and I want to know if you recognize this gentleman.
No, but he sure is cute.
Oh,
okay. All right.
This is known as the kissing bandit of Dallas, and he would like to give you a kiss this morning. Is that okay?
That actually isn't the case. I'm a sports guy with one of the TV stations, and Gordon's trying to remind me how few people know me, even though I've been here 16 years.
Let me ask you
this. I may quit my job after this segment.
Let me ask you, have you ever heard of Nui Scruggs?
No.
Have you ever heard of Mike Ducey?
No.
Have you ever heard of Dale Hansen?
Yes.
Damn it.
Thank you. This is not Dale Hansen. This is the guy that battles against Dale every night.
Have you ever heard of Kid Craddock?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm Kid Craddock, ma'am. Nice to meet you. Thanks for listening to me.
There we go.
You're what?
Super Shannon.
You're Super Shannon.
Huh, she's already got an on-air name.
Okay, well, good. You got a nice name. Thank you, ma'am.
Here's a gentleman over here.
Yeah.
Taking a photo? Well, no.
Was he taking a photo of us? Or? Well, he was taking a photo of the gas station. This looks very homegrown terrorism kind of thing. Very Sam Smotty of him.
Stopping now.
All right. Talk to this guy.
Smoking.
How you doing, sir?
Hi, doing well.
Hey, notice you're taking a picture there. What you taking a picture of?
I'm actually taking video.
Video of what?
Yeah, of Mike Ducey.
There we go!
Oh,
hey!
Where is he?
Huh?
Where is he? He doesn't recognize you, though.
I rule this
That one's
town.
Mike Ducey right there.
I rule this. He knew that. He was just kidding.
The most generic white man on this lot.
Yeah.
That's Mike Ducey.
Yeah.
Now, you've heard of Mike Ducey, right?
Of course.
You're a ticket listener, too?
Yes.
Okay, so you're listening right now?
No, not right now. In about 5 seconds, I will.
Okay, yeah, you turned it down when we came over here. All right,
so you're
this
big
doesn't
Fox
count.
Four. Big Fox 4 viewer.
This doesn't count because he was listening to the ticket.
Well, okay, clearly there's no
What's your name, man?
Victor.
Victor, all right, have fun, Victor.
Right, thank you.
All right, take off.
He's disqualified.
Thanks, Victor.
All right, look at that guy right there. Ooh, we should have interviewed him.
A lot of expensive cars at this gas station.
Yeah, all right, look at this guy. We'll talk to this guy. How you doing, sir?
What's up, Gordon?
Okay, you recognize me, right? Are you listening? You're a ticket listener, right?
Right now, I'm a big P1.
Okay, hey, so you know who this is, Mike Ducey.
Mike Ducey, yeah, they clown on you all the time, man.
Yeah.
They clown you for the past, like, couple hours this morning.
I have a question for you. Why do I subject myself to it?
I don't know, man. Maybe because they put you up to it because freaking Junior Miller's out of town.
Yeah. Possibly
it's
that's
it's
the reason.
It's his fault, not yours.
I think he would have recognized
me. But you know, Mike,
anyway.
You get more exposure on the ticket than you do Channel 4.
I think he would have recognized me based on Fox 4, though.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Maybe.
Okay, let's see. Here's another one. Here's a little.
Ask if they know Tim Ryan, too.
Person gassing up a Jeep Laredo.
Tim Ryan's not going to want to know me after this morning.
How you doing, sir? I noticed that you're gassing up today at the gas station.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. All right, quick question. Do you recognize this guy right here?
How you doing? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you this morning. Darn it, trying to use the voice and everything.
You don't recognize him at all?
Nah.
You shut up. I'm running the segment. If you were to guess what this man does for a living, what would you guess?
He's on the radio.
All right, that's a pretty good guess.
Not bad.
Pretty good guess. All right, let me ask you, have you ever heard of Nui Scruggs?
I've heard the name before, yeah. He's on one of the sports talk show radio shows.
Good. All right, have you ever heard of Mike Ducey?
No.
Have you ever heard of Dale Hansen?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a sports guy.
He's a sports guy. Well, we thank you for your courage this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, have you ever heard of Gordon Keith?
No.
See there, Mike, we're even. All right,
thank
you, sir.
This is more humiliating than I could have possibly imagined.
Hey, I'm right there with you.
Been here for 16 years.
Yeah.
And you need to get those billboards going
again. Makes you wonder, doesn't it, George?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can...
Those best-in-the-game billboards going again.
Here's a guy in a Corolla. We'll ask him. How you doing, sir?
Good.
What's your name?
Willie.
He's too old to watch Fox.
Have a question for you, Willie. How old are you?
54.
Would you describe yourself as white or black?
Black.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you recognize this gentleman right here?
Hey, good to see you.
I have seen him before.
There you go.
Where have you seen him?
On the Fox News, I think.
Hey, look at there. Do you know what his name is?
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
Callaway.
Kevin Callaway. That's exactly right. Congratulations.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll take
you. You've won a copy of Tim Ryan's Porn Drive.
For me.
Oh, hot woman. Wait, stop. Where are you
Kevin
going?
Kevin Callaway. I like that name.
Radio, right now.
You're listening to us on the radio?
Right now.
You're a hot woman who's a ticket listener?
Of course.
Really? Are you married?
He's blocking me out, so
You're
I can't.
You're not married? You were married, though, weren't you?
I was.
And what happened to that marriage?
It just ended politely.
After how many years?
What's your puppy dog's name?
This is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Don't call her chest her puppy
hey, Charlie.
Dog.
All right.
Yeah, she's got a little dog. What kind of dog is that?
It's a mix of crap. I don't know.
A what? A piece of crap?
It's a mix.
Seems to be baring his teeth at Gordo.
Yeah, he is baring his teeth. Do you like Television's Mike Ducey?
I love Television's Mike Ducey.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. And you had some idea who I was even before you heard this segment this morning?
Of course I knew.
Okay, see?
The dog does not like Television's Mike Ducey.
No.
Listen to that dog. He is
all right.
Ticked.
He is. I just want to say hi.
He hey, smells that you dried your
say
face
hi.
With Tim Ryan's hand towel.
Say hi to the P1s, Charlie. Oh, there he goes. All right. This is almost over.
All right, it's almost over. We'll ask one more guy.
Left.
All right, this guy looks like he's in your demographic.
There we go. Perfect. There he is. This guy knew me. He just said my name.
Yeah, of course he did. He's a ticket listener. He's listening. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
I'm Ruben Hernandez.
Ruben Hernandez. All right, Ruben Hernandez, do you recognize this gentleman right here?
Hey, Ruben.
I think
how
yeah.
How you doing?
Well, good
to see you.
What's his name?
He's a sports guy from... Channel 4.
Yes.
That's right.
Mike Ducey.
There you go!
Oh,
very good. Very
okay.
good.
Gordon
Keith, right?
What's that?
You're Gordon Keith?
Yeah.
I'm the best one.
Yeah. The show. Used to have a night show. Like a talk show. It was sweet. I tuned in a couple of times.
Thank you very much.
Which talk show was that?
Don't pretend like you don't know, Mike. You were always begging me to come on that show. All right. Well, enjoy gassing up.
Yeah, well, thanks.
All right. Thanks.
So where are we
end on a good note? I think that's really...
Where are we? Yeah. What,
you get,
what's
you
the score?
Time for one more.
What's the score?
Think,
we'll talk to this guy. He's gassing up on his
Deucey's
cell phone.
I think down like 5-2.
How you doing, sir? What's your name?
Nathan Gonzalez.
Nathan Gonzalez. All right, Nathan, do you recognize either of these two gentlemen standing in front of you?
Gordo and Mike Deucey.
There you
all
go.
All right, see there?
Yeah,
well, they cancel each other out.
We're all good, Gordo.
I know him more than you, though. I just
say that again, please.
I know you more than him.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Damn it.
I'm listening to y'all.
Okay, all he's getting better all the time.
Jeez. This is going to be an annual competition. Who knows? You know more, Mike Deucey or Gordon Key? What a waste of time.
Okay.
All right, look at this big guy. Let's ask this big giant guy over here.
Okay, sure. Let's do that. Looks like he's on the way to the golf course,
we got
perhaps.
Kind of a Chris over here. All right, let's ask this guy here. How you doing, sir?
Don't want to offend him. He does not appear to want to talk.
How you doing?
How you doing? What do you do for a living?
I don't know if I tell you, I'm going to have to shoot you.
Really? What does that mean?
I don't think he's kidding.
I'll tell you, take a look at the front of the truck.
Oh, he's a cop or something. He's got a Q-beam over there.
Oh, my.
What do you do? You're a DEA or?
A transport search and rescue dogs.
Transport search and rescue dogs. That's pretty cool. All right. You based here in Dallas?
Yes.
Okay.
Boy, this thing is tricked out. Nice.
Quick question.
Nice.
Boy, look at the bumper he's got on this. What? You have all kinds of stuff. This is a very tricked out Jeep. You got a
shotgun in the trunk?
You got a shotgun?
Shotgun. I got a Mossberg 500. I got a Glock 40 under the dash.
Whoa.
I got an F&N 235x7 in the glove box, a taser.
Can we take a look?
Sure, yeah.
All
hey,
right.
Have him tase Deucey real quick.
Yeah, that's be fun.
Man.
Now, do you just have a regular stun gun, too? Or just a taser?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
Holy cow.
That is a pistol right there.
Yes,
is that thing loaded up?
That's a taser. You want me to give you a...
Oh,
you
can't say that.
Right, everybody.
You can't say that
word. Say that in the word.
Good morning.
You can't say the S word there. All right, quick question, heavily armed gentleman. Do you recognize this man right here?
Which man? Right here.
Right here.
Hi. George Dunham. Good to see you.
George Dunham.
There you go.
Is that
George
Dunham. Is he a golfer?
Sure does.
Not
golfer?
George. No, it's not a golfer. He kind of looks like a golfer, doesn't he? Now, how many weapons do you have in this vehicle?
I thought you... How many? Four right now.
Golly, he's got a pistol laying out there.
So who does he think Deucey is?
All right, who do you think this guy is? He's not George Dunham.
No, he looks like the guy in the dog food commercials.
Who? Ed McMahon?
The dog food commercials that whistles and his dog jumps up and bites him in the ass or something?
Yeah. Sir, your thoughts. Your thoughts, sir.
How defeating.
You know what makes me nervous?
Say that one more time.
Mike Deucey.
There we go.
Mike Deucey. He said Mike Deucey.
Well, it's close enough.
No. This guy, Mike, how long you been in TV?
This guy has weapons.
This guy thinks you're the guy that gets bitten in the ass in a dog food commercial.
We can arrange that.
Who's this guy here?
This guy's just some spare who walked up.
So what do you do, sir, for a living?
What do you do, sir?
Work at the Lemon Bar.
Now, where's the Lemon Bar? Oh, I've been to the Lemon Bar in West Village. That's a pretty cool place. A lot of good-looking girls, right?
All right, we don't have time for you to interview him.
All right. Are you married?
You're not gay, are you?
No, I'm not gay. No. I was gay one time, but I changed my mind.
What does that mean? You made love to a man?
No, I made love to a guy that I thought was a man. Who was actually a woman.
Okay.
Brother.
This guy's doing
I'm so confused. All right. Yeah, that guy is on TV,
right?
And he's a bit depressed because people don't recognize who he is.
All right.
Who is he?
That's fine.
He's a sports guy.
Oh, Mike Deucey.
There you go.
Okay.
But you just heard the other guy say it.
Oh, all it took was his memory to just be jarred a little bit.
You know what? You look a lot fatter on TV.
How you doing, guys?
He said you look fatter on TV.
Okay. Whatever.
All right. Thanks for your courage, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for not shooting us. All right, Mike. This is a pretty successful experiment.
I think it went okay.
You're not completely unknown in DFW, although research that Channel 4 has done has indicated that. But we found differently. We found that there are two or three P1s who know who you
are. Yes, people know who Mike Deucey is.
I know Gordo's aim here was to bolster my confidence, and
he shattered it.
It was a horrible failure on that count.
All right, good job, guys.
All right, thank you. Ooh, another nice hot lady.
That's the great Gordo.
Better drive
I can't believe
the
cars
Mercedes.
These people are driving.
Mike Deucey from the streets of Dallas. How is it that hot women drive Mercedes?
I don't know.
How has that happened?
What kind of car you drive, Macy? Oh, she can't answer. She's...
Why can't she answer?
Turn on her mic, Jared. What kind of car you drive?
Lincoln Navigator Y.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now this whole segment, Macy, this whole segment, you've been Deucey sitting on George's lap.
Not to
don't
feel
tell.
Too bad. Is my mic still on?
Yeah.
Tell Deucey not to feel. I don't know if people really pay that much attention. People still say that they enjoy me on television. And how long has it been?
That helps me feel better, Macy.
So if somebody recognizes you, man, that's awesome.
Yeah,
great.
Okay. All right, Gordon Keith signing off from a gas station of my choosing, which is undisclosed.
Can King James do it tonight? We'll talk about it next.